First in family. What's going on, y'all? Friday.
Friday.
Fry.
Yay.
Q&A. Look at that. Look at that teamwork right here.
I'm a little slow.
Blow it up.
Oh, we're going to do the whole thing.
Make a ring.
Right.
Fly away.
Oh, my God. Sometimes it's like a jellyfish thing.
Ooh, the jellyfish is a good one. The jellyfish is a good one. It reminds me of your favorite.
The Brain Eater?
No.
No.
Put it up. Viper Style. It reminds me of your favorite. Your favorite Viper Style. Favorite. I'm not going to Brain Eat right now because Cornelio did such a good job with your hair.
Brain Eater. If anybody wants to hear the Brain Eater story, ask us at the reunion. You guys get the Brain Eater story.
Brain Eater story is the reunion exclusive. Yep. You heard it here first.
Yep.
Val, what's going on? Happy y'all. Hey, y'all. Happy Friday. Happy y'all Friday. Hey. Going good. Going good. How are you? You know, you see us doing the thing. And by that, I mean weird high fives, finishing each other's sentences, showing the secret handshakes.
There's a lot of them.
First in. You know what I'm saying? First in. Let's kick this thing off right with little graphics in the corner. Moving pictures. All the craziness. Got a couple FBUs in the house.
That one is Grayson.
Grayson, your link expired. No factor. We know it's you. Kind of. Coach Kelly's link expired, but she knows what to do.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, Coach. Thank you for letting us know it's you. My eyes are all watering up. All teary-teary.
It's allergy season.
Ian says, hey, you beautiful people. And all of you in the family. He's not talking about me. Ain't nothing beautiful about this face. You know what I'm saying? Gary Cummings, am I logged in? Gary, you are, sir. Thank you for checking.
Yeah.
Thank you for checking. Your link did not expire. Good job. We got another FBU. Happy Friday. Hope everyone is staying safe in the snowstorms.
That's Sephra.
Sephra, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad we are not in the snowstorms.
I'm glad we're not in the snowstorms.
I feel for everybody who is.
I do. I'm glad you're here because we have some questions from you we're going to get into. But good job looking out for the fam that are in the snowy conditions right now. Good looking out. Good looking out. Comms check. Roger that. Coming through loud and clear, Eric. Appreciate you letting us know. Your link is active, sir.
It's good.
Sephir, no biggie.
You're fine.
We do this mainly because it's a convenience, you know, for us, I guess. We can read the names. But for you guys, so we can call you by your name. You could imagine if, thanks to the joys of technology, we can bring these comments on. But what if no one clicked the link, right?
I mean, what if you're listening on Finn Live, too, and you don't see the video, right? You get audio.
It's a solid point.
Let them know who we're answering.
That's a solid point. Yeah. So it's more of like more or less like, you know, to get everybody involved. And if I was literally like, well, this person asked, it'd be tough. So if your link expires, put your name. It's all good. We got you, fam. We got you. It ain't that serious. The business up in here. No. We try to make it sound serious, and I put bold, angry letters. But if you can't click the link, you can't click the link. Lori says, the hair is looking good, Ann.
That's because, like, the last 6 weeks I've had it back in a ponytail. I'm like, I'm training and I'm not going to shower before the call, so sorry.
Thought you were telling me my hair looks good, Lori, but I see how it be.
Yeah, it's not down very often in Florida because, Lori, I mean, you're in Georgia, right? You know, humidity.
The humidity.
But it's down. Last time when we saw you, it was shorter. It was a lot shorter. And I'm trying to grow it until I can't tolerate it anymore, and then we'll cut it off again. Thank you.
Thanks for that story.
Good story.
We appreciate it. Viper Style.
Well, last time she saw us was Muster.
OG Bamp, the one and only John Con Jimmy. What's going on, brother? Hey there to you. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Danielle Messer's here. Hello. What's up? What's up? Tyler, my man. Tyler hopped on that crustology train.
It's good.
He doesn't even know the whole new world of pizza opportunity that is coming his way. But I think you're going to dig it. We love those things.
Love it.
Love those things. Hey, everyone. Running on fumes and preparations for a badass dinner. Sounds like someone did some good planning. And it's all going to be worth it. Speaking of planning for what may or may not be badass, we're going bowling tonight.
Jiu-jitsu bowling.
Jiu-jitsu bowling. Okay. our jiu-jitsu school is having an off-site event for bowling. We're not going to be, like, grappling and bowling with each other.
Although, that'd be pretty...
It's not like some weird Eskrima, you know, salty dog. What are those crazy brothers that do all the weapons fighting where you can, like, use a garden hose and a lacrosse helmet and kill each other? Right. It's not like that. We're going to go to a bowling alley with our BJJ fam. And... there might be some stuff on visual inspection that I may want to dine on.
Plan for some stuff.
So we plan for some stuff, plan for a big giant buffer in the event I need something to eat.
Well, Jonathan planned for a big giant buffer and is in a deficit and it's not worth making it work. So Diet Coke for me all night. It's
so
fine.
More than likely, I will not eat. And it'll make Anril mad because we'll have to, like, hodgepodge stuff, you know, half my day together. But you want to be prepared, right? So I, too, am running on fumes and hate.
He's fine. Grayson, you did it.
One hundo.
We got you.
One hundo. Danielle says, I love your long... I love you long time? No. She said, I love your long hair, Anne Montgomery.
Long is definitely relative. So it's been donated three times now. So
she normally grows it out down to like here.
Yeah. As far as I
don't know if you can hear that. Normally where she grows it down to.
Yeah.
And then she donates it.
Super quick. So year and a half. And then it gets chopped off and donated. This is longer than you guys have seen it in a long time. Yes. We'll see. If I'm super brave, we'll cut it short again. One of those cute, like, rocker chicks where it's, like, you know, the whole high bob in the back.
Get it undercut like me?
So it is shaved in the back. It's undercut. Because Florida, it's hot.
That's right. And your hair is kind of thick. Ian says, hi, day for me. Amy and I are doing restaurant week tonight. Wow. Menu scoped, already planned, and a large fat buffer in place just in case.
Smart.
That's how I do. She planned 2 days ahead and turned in tracking 2 days early to help coach... Saunders, boss mode wife. Boss mode for sure, man. Good job looking out for your coaches.
Coach Amy.
My people. Oh. Y'all do terrible job looking out for me, but that's okay. I love you guys anyway.
Coach Amy is traveling to Orlando. She's running the Princess 10K. Tomorrow morning, actually.
What is going on with this frameology here, man?
Nobody else can see it except Jonathan.
No, everyone can see this thing. That's horrible. I don't know what's going on here. You know what, man? I don't even like this frame anymore. We should just get rid of it, right?
You fix it?
I don't know.
Fixed it.
Whatever. Technology. We got this. So yeah, man. Coach Amy coming to Orlando. I'm a really bad person because I didn't know where she was going, but I know she was running, so I don't know why I didn't add it up today. I'm like, where's Amy going?
We talked about it. It's a quick trip, so we will see her when she comes down because she'll be here for a whole week. For muster and the reunion for everybody coming.
First in fam, just want to let you guys know, if you were sleeping on going to muster,
sold out.
That door is closed. It sold out early. So next time we do a family trip to muster, get in early because we do not want anyone that wants to go to miss out on the experience. Still do have a few rooms at the inn, if you will, for the family reunion if anybody wants to come along. It's going to be a epic and intimate, and quite possibly including Lovebird family reunion. We'll have to find out and see. What do we got here? I am going to get to questions soon, I promise. Kelly said, I thought the undercut was a BJJ thing, less hair to lose on the mat.
So it does help with that. It keeps you a lot cooler, because once your hair's up, Kelly, you know, in jiu-jitsu, you're still sweating, and there's so much of it. So, yeah, it's shaved. It's completely shaved up about halfway up the back. It does keep my hair out of the way. There's no hair to get fingers in when people are, like, you know, grabbing for gis and stuff.
I was about to make that comment. There are a handful of family members that knew me back in the day when I had the dreadlocks. They know me from the incipient stages of my Brazilian jiu-jitsu journey. By that I mean Ross Kellen, my first jiu-jitsu instructor. He's in the fam. By that I mean Coach PJ. He got in a couple years after I had started, came back from tour, one of the first guys I hung out with. David Zach.
Yeah.
BJJ. Kevin Frisbee. These people know me from the dreadlock days. So when I say the statement I'm about to make here, they're going to laugh a whole lot, and they're going to say, "Shame, you know, turnabout's fair play, sir. All those years of the dreads dropping in our face pieces." I was rolling with one of our females the other day, and I was having fun, and I was trying to, I was taking her back, and I was trying to reach in her gi to do this move very lovingly that I like to do, where I pull you up basically by the scruff of your gi, scruff of your neck, I pull you up by your scruff, and I put my hooks in, right? So you sit there, you're all turtled up, you think you're good to go, and I like wedge a leg in, and I yank you up by your gi, gently, and you know, it's a good move, it's my move, I like it. And I was being nice to her because, you know, you'd be nice to your training partners, and I was trying to brush her little neck hairs, right? You women know the little curlies that don't go up in the ponytail because they're real fine or whatever.
She's got long hair too, so the more you do, yeah, the more your hair comes out.
And so I'm just trying to, like, you know, control her and swim my hand in under her hair, and I can't get him out of the way. And finally, I just grabbed the fabric and yanked her up. I'm like, man, what a nightmare all that nasty, you know, hair is.
So long story short, Kelly, get an undercut.
Yes.
They will shave it up as close as you want. I mean, I just have them buzz it up.
Yeah. What a nightmare. Like, get that hair out of the way.
Yeah.
And dudes, I'm from the old school. I do not wear a shirt or a rash guard under my gi. I'll tell you the real reason for that is, back in the day when I did train jiu-jitsu early, I did wear a shirt underneath my gi because I was kind of fat. Like, in the break when I came back and met Coach PJ, I wore something under my shirt because I didn't want, you know, my nurples hanging out and stuff. I wasn't really secure. Now, Coach PJ and I would get in shorty shorts and no shirts and punch each other in the face, but different scenario. But I do not wear a shirt under my gi. I'm a little old school. Hanado does not wear a shirt under his gi. But you know what we also don't do? We don't have massive, nasty, curly chest hairs, right? That get in your hands, you grab them, they get in your face when someone's mounting you. It's disgusting. Wear a rash guard if you're going to be a beast, you know? And, you know, I'll try not to pull your hair, but if you're a dude and I'm going for that gi and you got a bunch of long hair, I'm going to get a handful of it. I'm sorry.
And if you're a female and you're rolling with other females, we don't care.
Dudes, undercut your hair.
Sorry. Hair's going to get in the way. It's going to get ripped out.
Eric says they always sell out. You are correct, sir. We told the fam when we were going to do this, like, hey, they're going to sell out. And some people got in, but now the is closed. So there is no getting into the muster. We will see you guys next time we go. Ian says, I was set to run the princess, had to cancel due to the big C. I haven't trained in a long time. Ooh. Disney will not refund even with a doctor's note.
How far did you run that up the chain? I'd have been going through person after person.
How angry do you want to get about this, man? Do you want to start like a Twitter storm, dude, and go after it? You let us know, man. That's not cool. That's no bueno. It's not good at all. Happy Friday, Anna. How are you? Ian says, keeps Anna a lot cooler. It doesn't get much cooler than Anna. Well played, sir. Well played,
Until
sir.
Until you see me, like, you trip over my own feet or spill my drink out of my mouth, or yeah.
You totally are correct. Cool. What's up, Murphy?
Hi.
How are you, man? Stranger? Your link works, though. That's good. My main man, Nick, is here. Hola. Glad to announce I just got off the phone with my old BJJ professor. I pulled out the old gi. I'm going back to the mat.
Yes, sir.
That's what I like to hear. I took 10 years off, dude. So I don't know how long you have off, but if it's less than 10 years or if it's greater than 10 years, there's never a wrong time to get back after it. Go slow. Check that ego out the door. Your timing is not where you remember it. And be nice. That's my advice, and it's worked out well for me. All right, let's get 5 years. So see, that's plenty of time. I had twice the time off you did. All right, let's get to some questions. We did have some questions today, man. We appreciate that. Sephra asks, how do you know when you're getting the correct amount of rest / post recovery? I don't know, recovery post life. She says, now that she's back into the swing of things with her daily crazy, she wants to make sure that she's getting a good balance and to prevent burnout. So R&R, getting enough of the good stuff.
Okay.
How do you know when you're getting the correct amount? I don't know. That's a good answer. That's a good question, right? I'm going to go out on a limb, Sephra, and say the answer is it depends. Right? It depends. You can use all sort of weird tracking mechanisms, and you can get really super into HRV, and you can look at your recovery hours based on your tracking apps, and you can do all this stuff, but the reality is enough right subjective, or enough right, it's all personal thing, it's a subjective thing. What is the stimulus you engaged in? How proficient are you in handling it? What does the rest of life look like? This is such a multi-factored tiered approach that the answer is going to sound kind of silly, but the reality is, how do you feel? Yeah. Right? How do you feel? Because you're going to be the ultimate guide. And that doesn't mean that, oh, I feel kind of tired today, I'm not going to do anything. Or, you know, I feel like I did a really crazy workout, so I'm going to take the next 3 weeks off. It's a literal, like, you have to ask yourself, like, how do I feel? How does my recovery feel? How is my performance? What does recovered mean to me? Because your next question, we'll add it in here in a second, but what does recovered mean to me? Guys, understand that, like, it's relative, right? We always make the joke that the last time you were 100% was the first day you stepped on the mat when it comes to jiu-jitsu, because no one is ever 100% in jiu-jitsu. You are always injured. My first question when I go to roll with somebody is, what's hurt?
What hurts, yeah.
Yeah, what's hurt? Because it's always, oh, my ankle, my wrist, my fingers, my this, my that. It's all good. You know, I've said my shoulder for 2 years. Now this shoulder is the one that hurt, right? So does that mean I can't do jiu-jitsu? No, it means I have to protect myself. So are we talking about rest and recovery to avoid sickness, death, seizure, coma, rhabdo, hospital stay? Are we talking about rest, recovery to engage in an event or a competition and perform our best? Are we talking about rest and recovery between training sessions or modalities? Are we talking about, you know, should I take a nap before I take my GMAT, you know, before I go to, what are we talking about specifically? And I could probably give you a little more answers if you're still here.
Yeah, it's hard to answer that question because this is going to be, the tools people use will be different for everybody depending on their lifestyle. Our lifestyle, recovery really comes in the form of recovering from training, because that's probably the most immediate indicator. Hey, I did a training session today and I'm a little sore, but I feel good and I can operate back at my baseline for my next training session. It might not be awesome, but I'm back at a solid baseline. If I train and I am not recovered over 2-3 days in a normal way, and I don't want to train because I am so fatigued and so sore, I'm under recovered. That's how I gauge it. It just depends on you. So details would be good here.
Performance drop and decline is a big indicator.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I know myself, I've been lifting for a minute or two. I have very fastidious logs based on where I'm at currently compared to post-surgery training methodology, reset training methodology, lifetime PR methodology. I have a good idea how bar should move, how weight should feel, how things should whatever. So I'm pretty good at knowing when I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like doing anything, which is every morning, and I go, hey, I'm gonna do it anyway. When I start warming up, I know if I'm under recovered or if I'm not feeling well or if something's wrong. I know the difference between being sore, being hurt, and being injured. And you gotta touch the stove a lot to actually confidently be able to judge those things. So these are a lot of things that factor into determining whether I am rested or recovered. The reality is, I'm never really rested or recovered. Our stress level is so ridiculously high that it makes for us to be completely recovered almost like like chasing a unicorn, right? It's literally one of those things where, like, you know, I can't tell you the last time I was like, yeah, man, I feel great and firing all cylinders. mental stress compounded with physical stress compounded with, you know, you name it, man. It all takes a toll and it all digs a hole. And you have to do a really good balance of that. And that means if you want to do more in one area, you may have to do less in another area.
I think we did get an answer from her all the way at the bottom.
Cool.
So
I'm going to
catch it so that we can maybe see clarify where we're at a little bit. There you go.
Where?
Right there before break.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Before break, I didn't do a lot of post-recovery after ultra training. I ended up crashing and lost stamina. I am wanting to avoid this, that go-around. What's break?
And there's another question in there. Are you training for another ultra? Or what are you training for right now?
Right.
Is it the same ultra training?
Yeah,
or is it lifting or what?
I don't know what before break is.
Yeah.
Does that mean before a break from training? And I didn't do a lot of post-recovery after ultra training. I don't even know what that means. Like, don't run? Is that, I mean, you know, that's like I'm serious. Like, most people, like, when they finish ultra, depending on their mileage per week, there are people that literally run hundreds and hundreds of miles constantly because they're adapted to it. They don't have to have that post-taper. A lot of people that run, it's their first ultra. They hit that 50K. They do whatever. They don't run for like 6 months, you know? So, again, we need to figure out what's going on here. So give us some more answers. We'll try to give you some more details. The next question you asked that factored into it is, how do you manage this when sleep isn't always steady due to work and lifestyle? Man, you're in a great club, right? You're in a group full of military spouses, military members, and civil service workers, and shift workers. So none of us, most of us, are not going to claim that sleep is ideal. So what do? We gauge our feels. You know, in this case, when you're talking about I crashed and lost stamina, it sounds like your performance was the indicator that you were not recovering enough and that you were training more than you were allowing yourself to recover from. I will not use the term overtraining as much as I will use the term under-recovering. And that's because to truly overtrain, to truly break yourself, you're talking about rhabdo, right? There's blood markers for that. But under-recovering, man, that's real easy. And that's a fine line. And I, you know, this week especially, I feel myself getting sick. Is it allergies? Is it a cold? Is it an illness? I feel things breaking down, training-wise. Lifts aren't going the same way, and it's because there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of high stress going on. Sleep is not what I would consider optimal, not in terms of hours available and not in terms of quality, but you do what you do sometimes. And that's the thing. It's all about managing. Understanding that balance is not a place. Balancing is a constant act. And if you are balancing, that means sometimes you're leaning farther in one direction than you are in the other. The trick to balancing is not letting things go so far that you fall over. That's where the rhabdo would come in, right? So you may find periods of your life that you are not going to be able to train, to exercise, to be active at the rate you want to because life is pulling in other directions. I'm right there. You may find at times when you have specific physical goals that you're not going to be able to do life in the way you want to. So if you feed your family by competing in an athletic event, then you're going to have to not go out on Tuesday nights anymore. You're going to have to not work those extra shifts. You're going to have to sleep more. You're going to have to prioritize recovery because that is your priority. So it's going to come down to balancing. Does that mean on a day when you feel like I don't really feel great that you don't do anything? No, it means you do the best you can do. It means maybe instead of going for a run, you go for a walk. Maybe instead of lifting all four rounds of FIT, you do three.
Yeah.
Maybe you scale your weight back so it's a relative challenge, not an all-time challenge. And that comes with training maturity as well. The thing we tell everybody in fully involved training is simple. Not always easy. Do not train if you cannot gain. And that means if you go into a session and you know you're in a hole and you know you're not going to recover from it, don't train. The flip side to that is don't sell yourself short. That's a fine line to walk, right? So my metric is always go do something. You know, when I go in and I start my warm up and I feel my grip is shot and my dead hangs aren't working and I'm not getting, you know, 6-8 pull-ups as part of my warm up, doesn't fire right, nothing feels good, my warm up sets feel bad, I call it. I'm done. I'm out. Go for another walk. You know, do something else. Get some more movement in another way. When I get up in the morning and I can't breathe, I'm not going for a run, but I add distance or I add time to my walk so I can make up for that lost ground during time. You can always do something. May not be what you want to do, but you can always do something. Same thing. Maybe you need to focus on recovery. Why don't you PR on that nap today if you really think things are as bad as they are. Sometimes it's a good trade to focus on recovery as part of the balancing and let everything that's digging the hole to stop.
I will tell you, Sephra, the biggest marker for under recovery is the day and the days after training session, because sometimes you can push through running, especially. You can kind of push through some stuff. This hurts, that hurts. It always hurts. You're just going to keep going. You can push through a lot. What's going to tell you about how you're recovering is the day of your training and then the day or two or three or four afterwards. If you are so sore that sitting sucks, going up the stairs sucks, you can't pick something up because you're sore, if your joints are that inflamed that you can't move properly, that's a bad sign. That's a red flag. If you go to hit your next training session, and like Jonathan said, if he can't do 6-8 pull-ups, his grip is shot, something's not right. He's not recovered in that area. Maybe he goes and does easy legs or goes for a walk instead and doesn't do upper body because clearly his upper's not recovered. If you cannot function at your baseline level of strength, which is moderate, something you think you could do with perfect form any day of the week for a certain amount of time, running, lifting, whatever.
Yeah, it's relative. There are people that go 6-8 pull-ups, I could never do that. A set of 20 is normal for me if I'm going max effort.
Your own baseline.
It's relative.
If you cannot hit a baseline strength, you're not recovered. Doesn't mean give up on your session. It means back it down or don't do it if it really is that bad. But if you can't recover to that line, I would say you're not recovering.
This is what's
going on.
Sorry,
we got a marker on the screen that's doing something right now.
I gotta lock that. Technology.
Don't touch the screen.
Sephra dropped a big thing in here, I believe. Sorry, I took a year break after my last ultra. I could tell that my stamina was gone, even with a few days off. That led to not want to continue. I just started back with running and lifting when I started up with First In. I'm looking to find a better balance.
Okay, there's a catch here.
Yeah.
You are running and lifting, and here's the thing. Lifting does not typically fall off as hard as running does. Your cardio will fall off a lot faster than your lifting strength. Your lifts may not feel great when you go back to it. You might be sore, but running cardio, I mean, give it a week or two and go try to run, and you're going to be out of breath and tired. Your running cardio needs constant, continuous maintenance to keep up. Now, when it comes back, it will come back, but you have to stay on it. So that's not a surprise.
So I always use running as an example when people tell me like, oh yeah, you know, I don't, you know, I'm going to do keto for 10 weeks and when I lose the weight, I'll go back to normal and just maintain it. Running is a specific activity where if you want to get your mile time to PR status, and let's just say for all you slow people out here like me, that's 6 minutes. You want to get a PR of a 6-minute mile and you have to run your ass off to get that. Take a few weeks off, you don't have a 6-minute mile anymore. Take a year off, good luck hitting an 8, you know? So if you took a year-long break after your last ultra, obviously you got to work back up. No. When you said you could tell your stamina was gone even with a few days off, does that mean a few days off after the ultra itself? Or does that mean a few days off after the year break? Either way makes sense. A lot of times when you run your ultra and it's your first ultra, or your last ultra or whatever it is, your give a shit's kind of busted. You just ran an ultra. Maybe you don't want to run all those miles and maybe it's kind of hard to see yourself doing it. There's also compensatory mechanisms where if you do push, you're not going to have it in the tank. You're going to be fatigued. Yeah. Glycogen's going to be depleted maybe more than you're used to. Recovery is a thing. There are mechanisms in place that will slow you down while you heal back up. That's why you kind of take it easy and do some shakedown runs. If you're talking about your stamina was gone after a year, well, yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, the reality is it doesn't matter what you've ever done in your life. What matters is what you're capable of doing right now. meet yourself where you are, and that's the new benchmark that you're going to continue to improve from.
This is something to tell your coach too. This goes for everybody in here. If you plan an event, running, lifting, whatever it is, Grayson, you have an eventing riding event, whatever it is, tell your coach, let your coach know, because they're going to wonder all of a sudden when you're stupid hungry and eating all these days over, and maybe you don't know to get intra-fuel with your running. Maybe you're not being fed properly for carbs for race, you know, race day. So let your coach know and they can walk you through this, because not being fed properly, not having that intra set up and tested, yeah, then running an ultra, that'll womp you.
Here's the thing. You definitely answered my question.
Cool.
You're welcome. I'm just kidding. Should I need to look at what would be the best balance and listen to my body a bit more? Absolutely. Yeah. Trying to do all the things typically doesn't work out well. So depending on your life, your sleep, your stress, your familial situation, what work looks like, what lifting looks like, and what running looks like.
Yeah. And which one is the focus?
How many are you juggling, right? So don't think it's easy to power lift and run marathons. Can it be done? Yeah. What are you willing to give up in order to make it happen? You don't just keep adding things.
Yeah.
You don't just keep adding things. There is a straw that will break the camel's back. There is a death that comes from the 1,000th cut. You, every time you add something to your life, ask yourself, what one or two things are you willing to give up? And if you can't come up with that answer, then maybe it's not a priority right now. So just balancing is that act. Maintaining progress in one area, a relationship, a business, a career, a familial obligation, maintaining, putting it on cruise is okay when you want to push forward in some other areas, but you can't let them cruise for too long, because then you will start to decline. That's where balancing comes into play.
That's part of my point too, is pick one. Sephra, you don't have to pick one like you can only run or lift.
Right.
You can do both, but we need to know which is the focus. Hey, I have a half marathon. I have an ultra coming up. This is my focus. Okay, lifting takes a back seat. You do it to stay strong, to feel good, to keep your joints happy. But we don't push, hey, I want to build all the muscle in the world while I'm training for an ultra. This is not, they're two competing goals. So pick your focus.
When we were doing what is fancily termed as concurrent training, doing strength and endurance together.
That was fun.
Very much kind of like riding two horses with one ass. It can be done, but it's difficult, and you got to give up a lot of stuff so you can stay focused on it. When we were doing that, we had a very specific coach who handled all of that stuff, and that was supposedly their specialty, and we were willing to give up a lot of crap to make it happen. Our lives looked very imbalanced. That's the time period where you hear Coach PJ talk about, you know, hey, do you want to hang out on Saturday? We're like, no, we have to squat. And then once we're done squatting for 2.5 hours, we got to go hit an hour and a half run. It's not balanced in terms of everything else about life, but that's what we had to do while working 24/48 to make it happen. You know, the other answer is just like life. It'll be our 10-year wedding anniversary in July, and we haven't done anything to celebrate since year 3. That's not very balanced. So now we're going to try to swing back and actually do something for our anniversary this year. We've been putting that on cruise for a while. It's time to address that. That can't cruise anymore. So we're going to have to give some stuff up so we can kind of focus on that. That's balancing. Sometimes you have to sacrifice.
It can be done. 2 years ago, I was a dummy, and I figured out that I was going to go compete at a jiu-jitsu competition the weekend before I had a half marathon at Disney.
How smart.
While I was lifting at the same time and training. Did I make it happen? Yeah, I made it happen. Injury free, happy, fine. No problem. It was good. Was it the smartest? Maybe not. A lot could have gone wrong. Could have gotten a broken leg during the tournament. Not been able to run. But you can do it. You have to be very diligent about your training. And you really should have a coach at that point.
Check. Let's go back and see where we're at. I believe we're right here.
Yep.
Sephra, let us know if that helps. Murphy says, hanging in there, day 3 of no power, and I'm trying to keep the generator running and kids under control. You know, I was going to mention that because I saw you on the call, and I'm like, I'm just going to not. I'm not going to touch that.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, I'm not going to poke the bear. Got an FBU here.
This is Christine.
Oh, nice, Christine. Happy Friday, y'all. I am home, as always. Y'all are the best. Man, I'm glad you made it out of that ideal.
This one's going to be Brandy. I know because we chat about this.
Any advice for first deadlifting competition? Ask your coach.
I love this question.
Well, I'm crazy, had a baby, and just entered for April competition. Never have I ever ordered knee compression and a belt.
Brandy, I have so many questions. I have questions for you that need to be answered before we can answer this question. Are you currently powerlifting and training deadlifting? Have you been doing this for the last 6 months plus? Two, have you ever worn a belt? If you've never deadlifted with a belt before, you're gonna have to spend the next 2 months working on learning to use it. I guess my third question is, do you have a coach programming for you for your lifts and one that specializes in powerlifting and understanding meet rules? Those are my three questions.
I have a question.
Four. Jonathan's got another one.
Knee compression for deadlift.
So you have to check the federation. I don't think it's an issue. I've never worn knee sleeves for deadlifting. They do not allow shin pads. You can wear long socks.
I am not a world record holding expert in the deadlift at all. I'm what most people would refer to as gym strong, which means if you go to a commercial gym, I'd be one of the stronger guys. I have a right around a 600-pound pull at my best. The heaviest I did in competition was 545 or 555. 2 weeks after getting a hamstring pull off an 18-inch deadlift, and never once have I worn sleeves to deadlift. You're going to find, especially if you deadlift, sumo or conventional, the sleeves are going to impact your bar path.
You're gonna,
like, that sounds like a really bad idea.
You're adding probably a quarter inch to your path outside your knees. And if you're pushing, that's going to swing you forward. It's going to pull that weight forward. And that's going to be bad news for a deadlift.
So I would really talk to whomever is guiding you here on whether or not that is appropriate. And if you don't have someone guiding you on it, then just be real careful, man. I don't know any of the thing. I've never heard of a deadlift only meet. So maybe this is like a gym thing or like a base thing or something. Maybe it's a fun thing. Yeah. Have fun. Just don't take things too crazy or too serious, especially if it's your first event.
So we did get a couple answers.
Okay.
All the way at the bottom. So, okay. I'm ready. She said, I'm ready for the questions.
Okay.
Never with a belt. Brandy, does your coach power lift and have they competed and have they coached people through meets?
Working on a coach as well as learning commands and squats.
Oh, you have squats as well?
So it's a full meet?
So squat dead bench?
No Velcro.
Yeah, and stay away from the sleeves because you're not getting anything from compression. In a squat, they are for proprioception. They're kind of to hug your knees and make you pay attention. High socks. Get high socks. We use soccer socks. Doesn't matter. I've got ones with lightning bolts on them, like just to cover your shins. But
yeah,
there are so many questions.
Yeah.
Because the federations are so different. So is this a federation competition or is this a gym competition?
So there's no squats.
Just deadlift this time. Oh, Brandy, there are so many detailed things that we could get into. I mean, we could go for hours on deadlifting technique and how to use a belt and find a coach that has done a meet and has coached people in a meet.
I would say it's April. You have time to learn how to use a belt. I don't know if a belt's necessary.
Yeah, you're not going to gain a whole lot of strength in a deadlift between now and then because you really should focus on form and technique and using the commands and the belt. Okay,
so it's like a backyard meet.
It's a gym. Perfect. So
just
you don't
go
have
pick
to,
things okay. up. Just go pick things up, put them down.
The commands for the deadlift are super easy, right? Because they put a hand up and they wait for you to lift. Once you lift it up, they put the hand down that's it. And you just can't drop it.
That's it.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, if you get ready and you want to do a competition, you have two options. Find a coach over there that has done meets and has coached people through meets because they're very specific. There are a lot of rules. There's a lot of commands. You get a little nervous and you don't pay attention to things. Someone who knows how to work with a belt, preferably. If they tell you that the belt is to keep your back safe, please run away. Sorry, serious. Not playing with that
one. That's not what it's for.
Or two, let me know, because we can work through meets. That's something that I love to do, is seeing people go through meets and coaching. The problem is, you're not in this country.
It's so kind of hard.
Making a tier meet super hard. But yeah, find somebody that you trust.
Awesome. Be stoked. Stay stoked. And don't try to do anything stupid.
Have fun.
There's no point killing yourself to be the third strongest person in line for ice cream.
No, I mean, when they ask you about your weight attempts as you go through the meet, you'll get 3 attempts at it. Just be safe. Pick things that you're comfortable with. There's no good reason to get hurt over this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even going to give you opener strategies or anything like that, because you should just go have fun.
Yeah.
Just go have fun.
No matter what happens, you're going to PR, because this is your first competition.
First meet. It's a PR all the way around, no matter what.
Yep.
You're welcome. That was a fun one. All right, let me get back. Where were we? I've told my coach, of course. Good for you. Good for you. Okay. Circling back, Ian said, if I listen to all the metrics Garmin gives me on sleep records, HRV, heart rate, etc., I would never be able to work out. The thing just says strain constantly. And that is the problem. You wake up, you're feeling great. HRV says you're fatigued. Oh, well, can't work out today.
Welcome to life.
Welcome to life. I did some BS run the other day and it said recovery, you know, 28 hours. And I'm like, I'm going to be running again in the morning. This is stupid. I got jiu-jitsu tonight. Yeah. I'm going to go lift right now. So, yeah, cool. Take your metrics. Do whatever you want with them. Just try to do your best not to get the hurts. Grayson was done for a while, but that run was brutal.
Yeah.
Lori says, I took a nap today instead of training. Didn't get enough sleep. Have a 5K tomorrow. I know I won't take it easy. Nap is better than riding half-assed and racing tomorrow. Yes.
Smart.
Agree 100%. 100% on that one.
I would say I don't think I'd ever do any kind of training before a race. It is a 5K. I understand it's shorter, but I probably would take the entire day.
Shake out, walk, something. Yeah. I agree. Do not train if you cannot gain. And if the training session, you can't put enough into it because you're worried about conserving yourself for the race, would the nap be more beneficial? I think you ran the right call there. Yeah. Ian says, 100% accurate. When at peak training, running half every weekend, full marathon monthly, I'm able to run an ultra without much recovery at all. If I attempted that now, I'd die. It's amazing what we can adapt to, and it's amazing if we don't use it, we lose it. Yeah. Very funny principles, much like diet. Oh, man, I'm going to do this whole 30, and when it's done, I'm going to go to Applebee's and celebrate and wonder why things went back.
Surprise.
We got a lot of people that try that whole 30, and no shit, man, you lost weight, you quit drinking, and you only ate chicken and broccoli. Wow. How's that going to work? You know?
Oreos are not part of the whole 30.
They are not.
Sad.
Anna says, funny thing you just said about fit is I had to scale a little today and only did 3 rounds. Yep. Smart. Do not train if you cannot gain. Nat PR, that's what I'm talking about.
I like it.
Gary Cummings, what you know about that 3-second hold?
Yeah, guys, those weights should have dropped drastically from the first week to the fourth week.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. We're kind of testing you to test yourself, right? If you're doing it right and you're getting smoked, you'll be getting smoked with less weight. Danielle Frisbee said, yes, it was. I had to lower weight today. You guys are doing it right, though.
Yes.
Good time, y'all. Good time.
If you didn't have to lower your weight, you were sandbagging the first couple weeks.
Which, I mean, that happens, too.
And it's fine. You find out.
Danielle says, and you make your own mayo for Whole 30.
No, listen, I love mayo. I'm not making it. That's,
I'm out.
Nope.
I'm out.
No.
So, yeah, so that was kind of like a little, like, you know, all kind of whirlwinded in there.
I get excited. I love, like, running, lifting, programming, meet competitions. I love it. It's exciting.
We did have one more question. It came in kind of last minute from Kelly Hendricks. And, you know, Kelly, I don't think I'm going to have a good answer, but this is kind of interesting. Kelly Hendricks asked us, does it always take 30 hours when flying out of Spokane to get home? I left at 8 this morning, and I won't get home until 8 tomorrow night.
Apparently it does. They call it Spokane International, but there's like 4 gates at this airport. They fly out like twice a day to each location. Give me a break, International.
We are making that trip again this year, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah, but we're flying home from Seattle this year instead of Spokane.
Yeah.
Because
so it'll
we
be
get
a lot
to
better.
Go visit our training coach, Jacob, if you listen to this.
Jacob's not listening to this.
He's
right
not,
now.
But maybe he will.
But no, he won't. He won't. But Jacob, if you were listening to this, we'd shout you out for being the best in the biz.
Yeah.
Because he is. But yeah, so what the heck is wrong with Spokane? I don't know, man. Other than that pizza place I like.
Mod.
Mod Pizza and these tacos we'll probably get again. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the Delta kiosks being down. I'm not a fan of three-way connectors to get home. I'm not a fan of 30 hours. But you're going to be home, and that's what matters.
Flying into Spokane, good. Flying out of Spokane, bad.
Yeah.
That's what I got from all this.
Yeah. So
we're flying out of Seattle, and there's like 27 flights home a day there. So
easy enough.
It's cool.
But that drive, like that, get an Uber. That's not an Uber drive. That's like six hours, four and a half hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And as much as we do love Jacob, as much as we go back, he's not driving to pick us up that far.
No.
Mike Mills says, "Just made it." Howdy.
Howdy.
Eric says Spokane equals drive it. It might be quicker.
It would have been at that point.
It would have been.
Not cheaper, but quicker.
Danielle, what are your thoughts on taking the different types of magnesium supplements? It depends.
Why are you taking them?
What are you deficient in? What are you trying to fill back in? And you'd have to, you know, if you want me to talk about specifics versus, you know, you've got,
I mean, listen,
the sulfates and the chelates and the different kind of whatever.
Give us a why. Do you think you're deficient? Is it for muscle cramping problems? Is it for GI problems? Like, let's talk about why.
I mean, I that's the thing is like, you know, why are we taking it? Yeah. Why do we think we have a deficiency? What's the objective we're trying to reach for it? And does the form we think impacts that have peer-reviewed literature to show that impacts that? So you can understand those four or five questions we just asked probably require like going to the library and looking up specific things, and they may require blood work, right? So if you're talking about like, oh, well, I heard most people are magnesium deficient, it helps with sleep. Well, yeah, then you take
ZMA. Yeah.
You know, you take a zinc and magnesium deficiency because they kind of work together if you're deficient and you're worried about sleep. If you're talking about like magnesium citrate because you want to go poop, well, that's a different thing, right? Yeah. We don't want to do that, and they're not going to help with the other. So
I'll tell you, the only time I've ever taken magnesium is because a doctor told me to ahead of a fun procedure.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, no doubt on that one. Anna said, lower the weights, had to drop a set, late night taekwondo.
Yeah.
Had a hard training session in shoveling heavy snow. Yeah, it's weird how that life gets up.
But you prioritized recovery and lowered your weights because you felt bad.
Yeah, so I don't have any idea where magnesium GI. There's a certain form of magnesium that will get you going. It's a laxative.
And this is something to ask your doctor about before you take it.
Right, joints. I'm not really aware of any literature that says magnesium is going to help your joints. You know, sleep. If you're deficient in it, much like anything else, a supplement can help you fill in that deficiency. How do you know if you're deficient in it? With sleep, it's kind of easy. You take a sleep supplement, ZMA. I use Good Night from Origin, from Jocko Fuel. You take a sleep supplement, and did your sleep improve? For me, the gauge is always lucid dreams. I have really lucid dreams when I'm on ZMA, when I'm flying right, and that's how I know it works. So that's a little anecdotal gauge for me. Everything else, especially with your specific history, you're going to want to talk to your physician. Before you take anything to activate your GI, talk to your doc.
Yeah.
And joints, again, that's going to be something you're going to want specific information from based on your conditions. I can look things up for you, but I am not a medical professional, nor do I even sleep at a Holiday Inn Express and pretend to be one.
It kind of sounds like this is a particular supplement you're looking at, too. So if you want to shoot it to me in email,
yeah, we'll
I can
look
it up and dig a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
we'll take a look.
Yeah.
Ian says, gotta run, have pheasant, a cheeseburger, and onion rings, and a peanut butter dessert planned for our dinner day tonight. 1,100 calories. That is
good
a lot.
Good for you, sir.
Good for you. Creamy light planned for after. Protein powder and sweet almond milk.
Creamy light.
Amy's having pork loin, a salad, and lemon dessert. Have a kick-ass weekend. That sounds awesome,
that
man.
That sounds good.
Gary says, I'm glad you said that about sandbagging because I thought I was by lowering my weights.
No, sir. Smoked. We had those pauses in for a reason.
Yeah, man. How you feel matters so much more than what the LBs are.
Yeah.
Taekwondo is also the walking dead.
It is.
Yeah. Make sure.
And just if it's a supplement or a particular pill or powder, whatever you're going to take, just shoot it to me. I'm happy to look it up. I just need some time to do it.
On that note, guys, we're gonna wind this down here really quick. What I do want to remind everybody is how you can support First In by supporting yourself. And what I mean by that is pretty simple. We have discount codes in the family, and I'm not the best at reminding everybody of them. Had a guy when Sarah shared her Crestology, he's like, oh, I forgot we had a code. Tyler had no idea we had a code for Crestology, so we ordered some. There is a tab under resources that says family discounts. Check that out. There's all kinds of cool stuff there. Just got a really solid deal with Frog Fuel, where you order your first order from them, you send us the receipt, you make a little posty post, tagging them, tagging us, and we'll give you a week.
Yep.
Pretty good deal. And Jocko Fuel, as always, the supplement that we use more than anything else, more than any person probably should. Show up to your house, use your discount code, FirstInFam, support yourself. Do it enough times. There's a post on it. It'll explain it to you. You get a free week. Doesn't get any better than that. We're giving you back what they give to us. Other companies that don't give us anything, we got a discount code so you guys can get something. So if you guys like these products, they're the ones that are supporting the fam. They're the ones that you want to support, in my opinion. So make sure you check that out. The other thing I will continue to harp on, because we told you we would be reminding you of things moving forward, is Fin for the Win. We already got some people taking advantage of their 4 weeks for bringing members into the family. So if you have anyone in your familial circle, your friends, your fam, whomever it may be, that you think would be a good fit for our fam, come get your 4 weeks.
Yep.
Get your 4 weeks. So I don't want anyone to not know the opportunities that are available to help themselves while they are helping First In.
Yep.
So y'all get on that. You got a few secundos to let us know if you got any questions. So specific conditions, yeah, magnesium is a salt. It is an electrolyte. It does do all kinds of awesome things. There's channels like a calcium and potassium and a sodium,
right, and you're
right, magnesium.
Calcium plays a large role in muscular,
yes,
contractions.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, they want
to
play with that.
So your heart doc, especially if a heart issue, will want to know. And this is why we tell people to use them salts when they're getting pretty sweaty.
Yep.
Because you do not want electrolyte imbalances, especially from something like hyponatremia, yep, or hyperkalemia, all kinds of stuff like that. So you want to make sure that you ain't doing dumb stuff. So good call here. My calcium was high, but magnesium was never discussed. So yeah, so we got some questions we can ask, especially if we're looking at supplementing stuff, especially if we have someone monitoring existing conditions.
Yeah. Especially when there are supplements that could potentially have other side effects to other areas of your body, like your heart, if you're taking specific ones. So maybe check on that.
Don't be rocking that K-Chlor because you heard bananas were good for you.
Yeah, don't do
it's
that.
It's not really how that works. Well, guys, on that note, if you got anything for us, let us know. If not, we're going to go see if fried pickles or jalapeno poppers get consumed. If they don't look good, it's not worth it. Doesn't matter that I planned for it. I'm going to say no. Just say no if the food doesn't look like it's good to go. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Feel you.
Viper style. That's the new first ingredient.
Oh, my God.
No. No, we won't do that. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for the great questions. Thanks for the questions inside the Q&A. That's how we like to do things. If you got questions, we'll try to solve it. But if we can't, we'll tell you we don't know. And we'll go look it up for you. We'll go to the library. It'll be fun. Larry Patterson sneaking at the end with a thanks, guys. Until next time.
See you next time. We're going to be seeing you soon.
Very
sir.
Soon. You know what you just said, right?
What?
See you next time.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm just saying.
Jonathan's a child. Go figure.
And on that note, fam, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go bowling. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for sharing your time with us. And thanks for being First In. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great weekend. Bye.